The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the different antigens and antibodies that are found in the human blood groups. But you're going to have to really look at this and kind of practice with this to get it anchored in your mind. It's fairly straightforward information. And once you're familiar with it, it's simple as can be, but it can be a little bit confusing when you're first learning it. So let's talk about blood group A. Blood group A has A antigens on their red blood cells. So the antigen type that is found attached to the surface of their red blood cells is called antigen A. And they also have in their plasma an antibody, and they have the anti-B antibody. So they have antibodies that would attack B antigens. Obviously, they're not going to want to have antibodies against A antigens, or they'd attack their own blood. So if you have type A blood, you're going to have A antigens and B anti-B antibodies. Type B blood, on the other hand, has B antigens attached to the red blood cells, and it has antibodies against A, so it has the anti-A antibodies. So these two types of blood are not going to mix. A third blood group, human blood group, is the AB group, and for these individuals, they have both the A antigen and the B antigen found on their red blood cells. So both antigens are present. Now think about it. Would you expect this person to have antibodies against A or B? What would be the consequences if they had antibodies against A or B? If you think about it, if they had antibodies, they would attack their own blood. So people with type AB blood actually do not have antibodies against blood type antigens, at least the AB antigens, in their bloodstream. So they have no antibodies in their plasma. When I say they have no antibodies, I mean blood type antibodies. They're obviously going to have other antibodies against various infections and so on. But as far as blood groups go, they have no antibodies in their plasma. The fourth group, human blood group, is the type O. And type O blood has no antigens. It doesn't have A, it doesn't have B attached to the surface of the red blood cell. Now, of course, they have other antigens that identify the cells as belonging to the body, etc., etc., but they don't have the A or the B antigen. So those identifying antigens are not present. They do have antibodies against A blood, the A antigen, and also against the B antigen. So they're going to have both antibodies. Now, keep in mind, the reason that this is important is because if a person is given the wrong blood type, you can have what's called a transfusion reaction. If you have antibodies against the antigens on the blood that you are given, so let's say, for example, if I'm type A and I'm given a transfusion of type B, meaning that I would have antibodies against type B, your blood is going to agglutinate, or the blood cells are going to clump together. Actually, your blood isn't, but the transfused blood is going to clump together, and this is going to cause major problems. Basically clumps or clots that are, it's not a true clot, but it's an agglutination, and it's going to cause problems. This is called the transfusion reaction. And so it's important not to be given blood that has an antigen that you have antibodies against. And for this reason, if a person is in an emergency situation and they need blood immediately, and there's no time to do blood typing to figure out what blood type they are and what blood type a donor might be, the type of blood that is needed in that case is type O, because type O blood does not have antigens on it. So any kind of blood type can accept type O because it doesn't have any antigens to attack. Now, I haven't talked about Rh yet, and I need to talk about that. Because you've probably heard that the type of blood that's used in an emergency is usually O negative, and that refers to the Rh. Before I go on to talking about Rh, I do want to mention that we do talk about type O, as being the universal donor, because having no antigens, it can be given to any blood type. I want you to think about, which blood type do you think would be the universal receiver?